Good morning. This is Dina Marie, host of Faith Moments and the voice of the Shepherd, with a special Rosary Bowl moment on Mater Dei Radio. In the Catholic Church, October is known as the Month of the Rosary. During the month, we recognize the Feast of the Holy Rosary on October 7th, remembering the Battle at Lepanto in 1571, and of course, the Miracle of the Sun in Fatima on October 13th. Why is the Rosary an important prayer, and how does this devotion draw us closer to Jesus Christ? With me today to speak about the Rosary and the power of prayer is Father Tim Bakaitis. He serves at Queen of Peace Catholic Church and School in the Salem area. Good morning, Father Tim, and thanks for coming with me on the program.
Good morning. You see our school children right behind me.
I love it. I love the parish life, the school life. It's just great. So beautiful. And we're back to school, aren't we? It's back to school time. They're getting into routines, and it's a big deal at Queen of Peace.
It is. And we're doing building, adding on to the school. So they're working around construction, you know. So it's great. There's a lot of new students, new families. So it's a real blessing.
I love it. Well, you know, when we talked about back to school, it is a time to get into routine. And certainly as a Christian, I think one of the core routines is prayer. You know, so let's talk a little bit about that routine of prayer, the power of prayer. But why would we dedicate and maybe even carve out a whole month in October to focus on the Rosary, our Blessed Mother, and really that core in our Catholic faith?
Well, of course, that's a very good question. I think you mentioned the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, the Battle of Lepanto. Often these feasts in the church are tied to historical events that are somehow related to the Blessed Mother, or a church dedicated to the Blessed Mother, like today is the feast day of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Beautiful feast tied to the moment the true cross is founded in Jerusalem by St. Helena, Mother of Constantine. So why not? The month of May is traditionally the month of Mary. It's springtime, at least north of the equator, and new life is appearing post-Easter. Beautiful time to honor the Mother of Jesus. But why not also in the fall season, October, when the season, the leaves are changing, but it's a constant call to prayer, the constant call to prayer throughout the year, and certainly calling on the Mother of our Savior, particularly in the praying the Rosary, is a truly powerful prayer. It's been with us for centuries, and it's so much ingrained in the Catholic spiritual treasure that we have.
Right. I'm talking with Father Tim Bakaitis at Queen of Peace Parish in Salem. Both the parish and the school are there. And as you mentioned, you just redid and remodeled a beautiful hospitality center, you know, just a beautiful welcoming area for people to come, extend the liturgy on Sunday to this fellowship hall, and the school is growing and building. What about the power of prayer at the parish level within the school? Just what's been your experience, Father, as a parish priest, to just see that gathering together, how prayer really does bring us together and grow us stronger as a parish family?
Well, it's certainly one of the things that makes a Catholic education unique among the secular education in the public schools. Certainly prayer has to be the center of our life. Regardless of whether we had a school or not, our life as Christians, followers of Jesus, we have to pray. We have to pray. It's like breathing fresh air. And that's so important to keep us alive. We take very good care of our physical health, our mental health, to try to. And then, of course, our spiritual health, our spiritual life. I think so often we forget how essential it is to have a healthy spiritual life. And so prayer is at the center. It's at the center. And certainly, for example, the children were at Mass this morning for the first time. And just to see them there with the other adults that were there, just to see them there, and they're so well behaved and attentive, it's marvelous. It's, you know, you see the whole cycle of life laid out before you, the beauty of it. And in a place where we're all praying together. We're all there for the same reason, to express our love for our Lord Jesus, to honor his mother in the unique setting of this parish, as every parish has. And but it just constantly reminds us that imagine life without that. Life without that would be quite flat and dull, I think. Where would you go? Where would you go to find enhanced meaning and, you know, strength, particularly in time and tough times, and gratitude and joyful times, you know, that belief in something greater than ourselves and is so, so essential to human development and existence, I think.
Right. And Father, having a parish named after Our Lady with that beautiful title, Queen of Peace, and I think about Salem is known as the City of Peace, and you're right there in the heart of the center of our state, the capital where decisions are made, you know, for our state, that calling upon Our Lady as Queen of Peace, what does that maybe mean to you, or just as your parish has really tried to connect with Our Lady under that title, you know, how important that is to call upon Our Lady, Queen of Peace?
Yes. Well, it's a, you know, the name is not just a name. Words mean something. And certainly Our Lady Queen of Peace is a sign that we as members of this particular parish need to be people of peace. We may not think consciously of that all the time, but I think, you know, promoting harmony, acceptance of one another without judgment, welcoming people, whoever they may be. We have a nice diverse community of Spanish speaking and English speaking and other languages and other races. So it's just beautiful to see that. And no one questions that. People come, we all worship as one body. Last Sunday, we had our parish picnic, probably about 300 people were there of all sorts. Some brought food, some just enjoyed the food we had. But I think it's just a constant reminder to us of how we should be ambassadors of peace out in the world. It's not just under a building. It's beyond the walls that we need to promote that in our lives.
Absolutely. And I think about being ambassadors of peace. We have to get training in order to be an ambassador. You know, you need to have a format. You need to have a set of rules or regulations, but how do I live out being an ambassador? And I think prayer certainly gives us some of that foundation in order to be a promoter of peace. I have to be a peaceful person myself, and that takes time. I think it takes all of our whole lifetime to really develop that, but maybe how can I develop more of being that ambassador of peace as a person of Christ?
Well, I think your reference to prayer, it begins with prayer. We have to have a healthy prayer life. We have to know the Lord, not as some distant God, but as one who cares for us. Last Sunday's gospel, the prodigal son, and the other two parables of the lost coin and sheep reminds us constantly how precious we are to God. And we have to really believe that. If we do, then we will look upon other people with the same sense of treasure and dignity and respect. I think there's a lot of respect for others that has been missing in our culture today. Everybody thinks of themselves first and then others later. That kind of self-centered, you know, sense cannot last. It gets old very quickly and it promotes a lot of division. The evil one loves it. And I think we need to recognize that and to act counter to that. You know, in place of hatred, we put love. You know, division, we promote harmony. I think we just have to consciously say, listen to one another and to come across to one another in a real spirit of love and respect. We don't have to agree. It's not about that. It's more about respecting each other.
Yeah. Father Tim Makaitis is with me, Queen of Peace Parish in Salem. Also, the school is there. And Father Tim will be with us at the Rosary Bowl this year on October 1st as we kick off this month of the Holy Rosary. Father Tim, I have some more questions for you about the Rosary Bowl and about gathering together as a people of prayer, but I am coming up to a break. Can you hold on the line and we'll continue our conversation following the break?
Sure, be happy to.
Good morning. This is Dina Marie with the Rosary Bowl Moment on Mater Dei Radio. Earlier, I was talking with Father Tim Mikitis from Queen of Peace Parish in the Salem area. Salem will be the home of our 16th annual Rosary Bowl Northwest coming up on the first Saturday of October, October 1, 2022, the Feast of St. Therese. So we have Our Lady, we have St. Therese, we have the month of the Rosary, and really the month of October, there's some beautiful feast days to celebrate. I think about St. Francis that we get to celebrate, the Feast of the Guardian Angels. There's just a lot to remind us of the power of our Catholic faith and really those who will help us along the way. Father Tim, thanks for coming back with me this morning. And since the very beginning of Rosary Bowl 16 years ago, you supported us, particularly because we're right in your backyard in the Salem-Keizer area, just being one of our local priests to support us in prayer. But just maybe share a little bit about, you know, the experience that you've had at past Rosary Bowls of coming to be there for Mass as a confessor. That's been such a powerful part of the Rosary Bowl, is to have people come in reconciliation and really getting their hearts right with Christ. But can you reflect a little bit about just being at our Rosary Bowl events?
Sure. Well, those kinds of events are so unique in themselves, because people are there because they really want to be there. We hope the same on a typical Sunday Mass. People are there because they really want to be there, not because there's an obligation, but because they want to be there. So something like the Rosary Bowl is one of those events that everybody who is there is there for the same reason, because they really sincerely want to celebrate the power of the Rosary and express their faith in support of each other. I remember when we first started this, hearing Rosary Bowl. What the heck is Rosary Bowl? You think of a spaghetti bowl, you know, football, you know, the Super mm-hmm. Bowl. Well, this is a very Super Bowl in its own way, of course. And so coming together, you know, the confessions are so sincere, and the Mass, the celebration, the prayer, the Rosary, all of the reflecting together, I think that, again, it's an inspiration to be there, because people are there because they really desire to be there. It reminds me, a couple of years ago, we were in Lourdes, and which my favorite shrine in all the world, and praying the Rosary with 25,000 people walking in a procession with candles. And every single person was there with an intention, a reason. They really wanted to be there, and their faith was tangible.
I think that's so important. You bring up a good point about intentions, Father Tim. And when we come together with a Rosary Bowl, that really is in my heart, is people bring their own intentions, their own particular concerns, things that are happening in your own home and family, locally, statewide, throughout our country, and of course, globally. We tie it all up, but I think it's so beautiful that there's this powerful public display of prayer. And you mentioned being in Lourdes. When we go to places like Lourdes, Fatima, Mexico, these Marian sites where we have beautiful Marian apparitions, there's something powerful about these community prayers. Maybe help us reflect a little bit about when more than one voice is together praying, there's something very powerful, I think, to heaven that represents.
It's the church at prayer. It's Sunday Mass. It's we pray in union, in unity, with one voice, one faith, to our Father in heaven. And it's the same way at the shrines. It's the church gathers. Those of us, many folks have been to St. Peter's in Rome at the Vatican. And if you've been and gathered in St. Peter's Square for a Mass with the Pope or maybe one of the public, you look around and you see flags of nations and you hear languages, and again, everybody is there. It's the global church made visible. That in itself is really moves you to recognize that we're a part of this immense community of faith that the Holy Spirit has gathered together. And the same way as something like the Rosary Bowl, not that many, but you know, those who come, the same sense. We come from all parishes and dioceses, whichever ones are represented, and it's the church gathered in prayer, and to see that and to experience that is a really moving and very important grace, I think, that comes.
Right. What are some ways that we can really pray in that rosary to bring about intentions, to reflect upon our Lord, and then, of course, to ask Our Lady to help us along the way?
The rosary has been a part of my life. We prayed it as a family during the month of May as when we were children. I remember that very well. But, you know, as you're praying, it's essentially meant to be a prayer of meditation. So I think to really, if it's possible, to really take some time with the rosary, maybe a half an hour, 30 minutes, to go through the rosary slowly, reflectively, maybe read the scriptures of each mystery ahead of time. So you have, or in as you move from one decade to another, as you have a scene in your mind that you can reflect on, whether no matter what the mysteries may be, and pray it reflectively, pray it meditatively, you know, reflecting, creating the scene, the very Ignatian style of prayer, you know, imagining you are with Mary in the room when the angel comes to her. You're a fly on the wall observing this profound moment. You know, anything, the imagination could be so helpful in that. And slowly reflectively, I like the mysteries of light, the illuminative mysteries that are the public ministry of Jesus. And they're so rich in images and messages for us. So use it, you know, ideally take some time with it. When the weather is really beautiful, I like to go out on a walk, get some physical exercise, pray the rosary as I'm walking. You get a real rhythm going in the meditation on the mystery. So whatever works for you, you know, is the best way to do it. Whatever works for you enhances your prayer life.
Absolutely. Well, we want people to come and join us on that first day of October, Saturday, October 1st, at the East Salem Community Center, right off of Market Street. There's Blanchette Catholic School, and on the other side of the street is the East Salem Community Center, where we'll be gathering this year for the Rosary. Doors open at 9, Holy Mass, this year with Bishop Peter Smith. He'll join us for Mass at 10 o'clock, and then our friend Leonardo DeFilippis and Patty DeFilippis will join us to help lead the Rosary. They have some special meditations from Wisdom from the Saints, and I think St. Therese will be part of that meditation. And then in the afternoon, our friend Deacon James Thurman will be joining us in the auditorium for reflection and music provided by Daniel Oberruder of The Thirsting, and he will be closing our day with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So we have a little bit of everything, Father Tim, throughout the day. Confessions will be heard, and we'll see you there particularly. And I just want to have you give us a final message as we are into back to school, just really a message for our families about having that priority of a family daily prayer in our homes.
Yeah. Bring God into your home. Don't, if your children go to Catholic school, for example, the school cannot do everything for your children in the development of faith. Please bring God into your home. Pray with your children. Pray the rosary. It's a beautiful family prayer. Easy for children to learn. Let each of them take a decade. They'll love to participate. But really bring God into your home. Live your faith outside the walls of the church. That's so important. When I see a family doing that, it's a beautiful inspiration. It makes all the difference in the world. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to seeing you, Father Tim, at the Rosary Bowl, and continue to pray for your community as well.
Thank you.
Would you help us close this time in a prayer and your priestly blessing?
Sure. Let's pray the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us. May Almighty God bless you all, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Tim. God bless you and the community at Queen of Peace, and have a wonderful back to school season.
Oh boy, it's all begun. Thank you.